This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是主持人佳莹。这档节目回答广大的听众朋友们在学英语时遇到的难题。本期节目的问题来自听众 Tiffany。问题和单词 linger 有关，请我的同事来帮忙带读。
I am writing to ask about a few questions concerning the use of linger. The questions are as below. What is the difference between linger and linger on? Is linger on a phrasal verb? If someone spends too much time thinking about something, can we say that this person lingers on their thoughts?Thank you very much.
谢谢 Tiffany 的问题。我请我的同事 Tom 来帮忙解答这个问题。Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jiaying, and hello to our audience.
我们来看一看问题中提到的基本动词 linger。动词 linger 的一个常见的用法是在某地多待一段时间，逗留。Tom, 你能举一个包含动词 linger 的例子吗？
Yes, so some students may linger after a class has finished. This means they are avoiding leaving or leaving very slowly. And this might be because they're waiting for their friends to finish class as well.
Thanks. 刚刚 Tom 举了一个例子。句子中的动词 linger 的意思是学生们放学后在校逗留、徘徊。他们迟迟不回家的原因可能是在等朋友。除了表示逗留以外，我们还可以用动词 linger 描述事物持续存留，久久不散。
Exactly. So, for example, I ate fish for lunch today, and the smell of fish lingered for hours.
Tom 说他午饭吃鱼了，过了好几个小时，鱼的味道还是在办公室里久久不散。在英语里，我们可以用 the smell lingered 来描述气味持续存在，不消散的情况。
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
动词 linger 还可以表示想法和情感存留，无法忘怀，是这样吗？
Yes. For example, I am embarrassed about my smelly lunch, and I will think about it all evening. So I can say the memory will linger in my mind.
Tom 忘不了让办公室里一股鱼味的尴尬经历，这段记忆萦绕在他的脑海里。The memory will linger in his mind.
I could also say the memory will linger on. Linger on is a phrasal verb.
Correct. Tom 提到的这个短语和 Tiffany 的第二个问题有关，能不能在谈论记忆的语境中使用动词短语 linger on？ 答案是肯定的。动词 linger 和动词短语 linger on 的含义相同。linger on 不及物，也就是后面不需要加宾语。记住，动词短语通常暗示说话的语气是非正式的。
We can also use another preposition, over. For example, I like drinking coffee, and I love to linger over a nice coffee in a cafe. I enjoy taking my time.
没错 ,Tom 提到了另一个动词短语 linger over。如果某人 linger over something, 意思就是此人慢慢的做某事。Tom 举了一个和咖啡有关的例子 ,linger over a nice coffee, 细细品尝一杯醇香的咖啡。动词短语 linger over 及物后面需要加宾语。
Linger over is a neutral expression and it can have a negative meaning. For example,We could linger over making a difficult decision, or we could linger over a painful memory.
注意 ,Tom 强调 linger over something, 也有总想着某件事情的意思。因为人们可能会 linger over making a difficult decision, 对困难的事情犹豫不决,或者 linger over a painful memory, 留恋一段痛苦的回忆。
Yes, so for example,Steve is still lingering over the memory of last year's breakup with his girlfriend.
Good example. Tom, 在英语中 linger over something 有没有更简短的形式呢?
Yes. So, don't linger over it is a common expression in British English. This means don't spend too much time worrying about something.
英式英语说法 don't linger over it, 用来建议他人别总为某个问题牵肠挂肚。人们也说 don't linger over it too much, 别多想了。
So, thank you for this question, Tiffany. I hope our response means that you won't linger over this question in future.
好了，动词 linger 常用来表示在某地逗留，以及事物、想法和情感持续存留。它和动词短语 linger on 的含义相同。我们还介绍了另一个动词短语 linger over。这个短语是及物的，后面需要加宾语，意思是慢慢的做某事，或对某事念念不忘。记住，通常情况下，动词短语听上去不是很正式，大家要根据语境和场合判断并使用。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.